Well, the jury's just come back on the case of Lucy Letby, the UK nurse facing 22 charges of killing babies with 7 counts of murder and 15 attempted murder. Prosecutors say that she committed the crimes to get attention from a married colleague that she'd been having an affair with. I guess she's not a feminist, and despite some very compelling evidence against her, defense say it was just bad luck, wrong place, wrong time. Either way, the results were devastating in a case that has gripped a nation. And with the help of my co-host, Dr. Shaham Das, we will take a look at the crime and the verdict on this very special episode of Diagnosis to Murder. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back.
An estimated 6.1 per 100,000 of the general world population will be murdered this year. What makes a killer?
Is it a trait that we all share as sentient beings?
Or is it something unique
to the individual? Brought on by nurturing, in a rage, we live in a time where lies and manipulation are the dueling blades of the day, where life is cheap, a commodity. Welcome to Deadbug's Diagnosis to Murder, with your host, Deadbug, with co-host, forensic psychiatrist, Dr. Shaham Das.
Dr. Das, welcome back.
Mr. Bug, always a pleasure to do business with you, my man. Sorry it has to be under these circumstances.
Well, fortunately for this series, our business is murder, and business has been good.
Such a horrific, just heartbreaking case. All of these babies are dying, but still fascinating from a forensic psychiatric point of view.
Agreed. Now, as you've just heard, the jury have come back with a guilty verdict. So let's go over this for our viewers outside of the UK who may not be so familiar with the case.
Let's get into it.
It was in 2015 at a hospital in Cheshire, England. In a neonatal unit, the babies started getting ill, and some of them dying. Illnesses and deaths that could not be explained. Wishing to keep it out of the press, the hospital conducted several in-house investigations and then an independent one before calling the police. Amid concerns about the unit's high baby mortality rate, these experts began to note similarities in the deaths of these infants, and one of those was that a neonatal nurse named Lucy Letby had been on duty, but had also been alone with them at the time of their subsequent illnesses and deaths. And they ordered a thorough external independent review on each neonatal death between January 2015 and July 2016. And at this time, Nurse Letby was suspended from duty. But despite suspicions that she'd been involved in the deaths of the infants, hospital managers repeatedly tried to reinstate her on the ward. But a police investigation would show what they believed overwhelming evidence that Letby was responsible for the subsequent illnesses and deaths of the newborns. Prosecutors claimed that the nurse used several methods to kill the babies, including insulin poisoning, an insulin that could not be natural to the baby's body and had to have been injected, air being injected into their system, physical assault with medical instruments, force feeding, incidents experts believe could not be down to human error. In fact, one mother bringing her baby milk heard horrific screams coming from her 5-day-old, and when she entered, Letby was standing over the baby and looked up smiling, saying, "Trust me, I'm a nurse." The infant was found to be acutely distressed and bleeding from the mouth, and would eventually be one of the 7 babies murdered by Letby. A later investigation would find that the nurse googled all the baby's deaths and followed all the families on social media, even sending them condolence cards. With prosecutors now saying that that's how she got off, that's how she got her buzz. And when she was finally pulled out of the ward and put on clerical duty, the death stopped. Later, when police arrested her and searched her home, 2 damning post-it notes were found by police. One of those notes with an apparent confession, saying, "I hate myself. I did it. I'm evil." These self-loathing musings, many experts have said, sealed the fate of the killer, Bridget Jones. And after a trial that lasted 9 months, a jury of 8 women and 4 men came to the conclusion that Letby was guilty of murder. So there you have it, Das. And I guess for any of us who have followed the case and the evidence, not much of a surprise. Middle-class girl, good family. What happened, Das?
From my clinical experience, I've actually assessed several women who've killed babies, usually mothers killing their own children. And almost every time it's been in the context of severe mental illness. So I've had a couple of cases which were very similar where the mothers had these delusions about the babies, usually religious delusions. So the babies like been in some way marked by God. And the mothers in their head, in their delusional mind, they're actually doing the baby a favor, like saving its life or its soul from being damned in hell for eternity. So they act directly under these delusional beliefs. But obviously that's very different from Lucy Letby, because she had mental health issues, but she didn't have a florid psychosis. If she did, that definitely would have come out in her actions. Her colleagues would have picked up on it. Her defense team would have picked up on it, and they would have tried a psychiatric defense like diminished responsibility.
Yeah, but her team of lawyers, they're only following her orders. I mean, they're only going to go with what she accepts them going with. You know, and if she doesn't think she's nuts, and she clearly doesn't because she pleaded not guilty. I mean, this is a woman with no remorse. And I guess it's safe to say that she had a very robust defense. I mean, she gave no quarter. Everything she had an answer for. Yes, insulin was injected into the kids, but I didn't do it. And yeah, sure, these kids' deaths were unnatural and someone did it, but it wasn't me. And the prosecutors say she wanted to impress some married guy that she denies having an affair with, but you know, and I'm pretty sure I understand why she's not gonna admit to it, and I certainly know why he's not gonna come forward.
So if we look at the usual kind of motivations for murder, the reason that people murder, there's a number of different things.
But Das, these babies, how many motives can you possibly have here?
There can be anger, it can be jealousy, it can be greed, it could be related directly to mental illness. And again, these don't seem to be very obvious in Lucy Letby's case. If she was angry, who was she angry at? You could at a stretch say that she could be jealous of people that have got like happy families that are forming, but it just seems like a very extreme thing to do.
Well, several doctors felt that she was acting bizarrely, with one saying he felt extremely uncomfortable leaving Letby alone with the newborn baby girl. He said that he'd walked into the room and the baby's breathing tube had been removed and there were no alarms, and Letby was just standing there watching, doing nothing, as the baby was dying. And these doctors and some nurses flagged this, and it appears that the hospital did nothing because she continued to show up to work.
I think the difficulty in this kind of situation where you have healthcare professionals that might be suspected of taking the life of innocent people, like innocent patients like babies, is that it's really hard to pick up in the system because there are natural fluctuations. Hospital departments can have unlucky periods where there's been an inexplicably slightly higher number of deaths. And also, I think the general public naturally doesn't suspect people, right? So you wouldn't suspect a doctor or a nurse, a person of authority, of power, who's supposed to be in a comparing, compassionate role, to do something as horrific as that. You'd have to be a really cynical person to even think that that is likely.
Ah, I'm not too sure about that, Das. Sometimes I think you're too soft, to be honest with you. I mean, if I came into a ward and my kid was screaming with blood coming out of the nose and a nurse was standing over him, I'd take him down. Male, female, doesn't matter to me. I'm going Hulk Hogan on their ass. Now, I know there have been several incidences in history where nurses have killed. And a few of them come to mind. There was Charles Cullen, who had at least 29 confirmed victims, although authorities figure it was up to 40. Two of those were kids. And he stated he did it as a mission of mercy to put his victims out of their suffering. There was Niles Hogel, a German nurse, who killed 85 of his patients. Prosecutors figure it was triple that. And he said he did it out of boredom, that he wanted to show off his resuscitation skills. I guess it weren't very good, eh, Das? No, never mind. And although over the years there have been a number of cases involving general practitioners and nurses killing their patients, there have relatively been few that involve nurses killing babies. The most notable, for me at least, was Susan Nellis in Toronto, Canada in the early 80s, and she'd been arrested for killing four babies, and they even tried to pin more on her and they put her in jail. But she was eventually released because they found out she couldn't have done it, because she wasn't even working on the days that some of these babies had died. The only case that I can think of where a nurse killed children and was convicted is the Texas case of Janine Jones. And although only charged with two, they figure she could have killed up to 60 children. But her case was interesting and a bit different because apparently she wasn't trying to kill them. She was trying to bring them close to death so she could revive them and be the hero, because she wanted the local government to start a pediatric hospital in the area, and she figured if there were enough victims, they would see this as something they gotta do. So she was a murderer, but at least in her mind, not intentionally. Whereas with the Letby case, prosecutors are painting her as a modern day Bridget Jones. She's bitter. She's got no man. Well, at least no man that's her own. She's doing an Ariana Grande. So saying all that, this case to me at least is unique. I mean, can you think of any other similar?
One kind of case that this has eerie echoes of is the case of Beverly Ullett. So in 1991 in Lincolnshire in the UK, she was accused of murdering babies.
Okay, I vaguely remember this case.
So she apparently attacked 15 and she killed 4 of them. And it's eerily similar to the way that Lucy Letby killed the babies. So injecting insulin into bags and air embolises, so air bubbles that would go in the bloodstream and kill these babies. But essentially, I think Beverly Ollett's case is very different. I'll explain why. Beverly Ollett had a established diagnosis of Munchausen's by proxy. So she is somebody who sought medical attention. So she would pretend that other people, like children, were ill because she wanted to go through the process of them being cared. And she saw herself as part of that. So she liked to feed off the empathy and the sympathy that was given to these people. So that's like a mental illness in the background. And she had all of the typical behaviors. There was also some antisocial behavior in her past. She would do things like fabricate blood test results and investigation results to make children look more ill than they actually were. She would doctor shop, which means that if a doctor was getting suspicious or didn't give her a diagnosis, she would move on to another one. None of these things were relevant in Lucy Letby's case.
Well, although it's not Munchausen's by proxy, the prosecutors have said they believe she was having an affair with a married work colleague. And although she denies this and he denies it, of course he would deny it, wouldn't I? I mean, who's going to admit that? But they say that she was trying to get his sympathy, his attention, by these things happening, which I don't know. I mean, for me, it seems a bit far-fetched. I'm more of this, almost of this God complex. I mean, these children were in there, in the ward for some reason. They were premature or they were ill or whatever. And, I mean, who knows? Was she relieving them, thinking she was saving them? Playing God, like a certain English doctor we all know?
Of course, another case that we cannot forget to mention is Harold Shipman. So myself and your good self, Mr. Deadbug, have done a video on him. Again, this feels very different. So Harold Shipman was a GP who intentionally killed many of his elderly patients. I suppose the similarity between that and the allegations against Lucy Letby is that they're both a vulnerable set of victims, you know, young babies, old people, where death might seem less suspicious compared to like your average, normal, healthy adolescent or adult, for example. However, I think Harold Shipman had this kind of God complex. So he liked being in control of their lives at the last moment and kind of deciding whether to let individuals live or die. And I think that's kind of potentially related to his experience of his mother dying. So his mother had lung cancer. He would give her morphine and painkillers. So I think he got kind of emotionally attached to the scenario of his mother dying. But again, Lucy Letby has none of those connections.
Yeah, I mean, I guess ultimately Shipman could have seen all his victims as his mother. Where Letby, I mean, her victims, they hadn't even started to live their lives. I mean, they were days old.
One kind of really fascinating but very bizarre element of the Lucy Letby case is that, as your viewers will probably know, she reportedly wrote what seemed like confessions on bits of paper at home. So she wrote things like, you know, I let them die, I'm evil, I'm a bad person, which on the surface seems like she's admitting to killing these babies, but in court, retrospectively, she said that she didn't mean that she did it like on purpose, like she intentionally murdered them. She was just feeling kind of guilty in the background that her poor care was related to that.
I'm not buying that one, Das.
I think most of us would say that that's quite hard to believe, but I think it's feasible. I'm not saying it's definitely true, but I think it's feasible because we know that Lucy Letby had issues with anxiety and depression. And with depression in particular, you get negative cognition. So it's really common for people who get depressed to have feelings of guilt and shame that are kind of beyond what is normal or typical of their situation. So another way of saying that is they feel guilty about things that aren't really their fault. It's just part of the kind of thought process in depression. In fact, in some cases, it can be really extreme. So you can have nihilistic delusions. So I've seen several patients who've got like severe psychotic depression and they have delusional beliefs that they are dead or they're dying inside or they're rotting inside or that they have like cancer, even when they have investigations, the hospital tests that tell them that they're healthy. They have this fixed, unshakable belief that something inside them is wrong, or they've done something like caused the death of somebody they've never met before. Now, again, I want to stress that I don't think that's the case in Lucy Letby's case, because if she had these beliefs, they would have come out during a psychiatric screening. But I'm just saying that the point I'm trying to make is that for people that don't suffer these things, it's hard to imagine how they're feasible or reasonable, but they definitely do happen. I've seen it happen.
And I have no doubt that you've seen it happen. But I mean, as usual, you and I, sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't agree. And in this case, we don't. And clearly, you know, I'm just an average guy, but clearly there are people on that jury who are average guys and gals as well. And they were on my side of things, because she's going down. Those post-it notes, for me, were a confession. They were a confession, along with several strong witnesses. And Letby, as far as I'm concerned, she's where she deserves to be. And I'm sure she's going to appeal this. And, you know, her and her lawyers can talk about conspiracy theories and how she was set up by the doctors all she wants. But as far as I'm concerned, this is justice for those babies and their families. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Anyway, you've heard enough from me. I've been rambling on and off. Deadbug, love your videos, love your editing. Love interacting with your crew and your viewers. I hope I can see some of them on my YouTube channel, Psych for Sore Minds. As you know, I dissect a whole range of topics related to mental illness, high profile cases like that. I try and make the viewer understand things like a forensic psychiatrist. See you next time. Have a blessed day. I love you. And whatever happens, don't let the dead bugs bite.
I see what you did there, Das. And that's why I love having you on the show, because you are so clever and you're always educating me. And you and I can have a nice, friendly debate on things. And though we don't always agree, at the end of every show, we leave with a greater understanding of the subject that we cover. I want to thank Dr. Das for donating his valuable time to us and being a good sport as always. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And I'll see you all next time on the next episode of Diagnosis to Murder.
Legion Forever!
The book says no more.